begin the current daf, Masechet Kiddushin, daf Nun Zayin. Begin 9 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, explaining our Mishnah on the previous daf on Amud Beis, where the Mishnah spoke about if a man is being Mekadosh a woman with a whole long list of things, which, as Rashi pointed out, they're all things that are Isuri Hana. Not only are you not allowed to eat those things, but they're actually prohibited to have any pleasure from it, so therefore it doesn't have any monetary value. And if a man is Mekadosh a Isha with that, it's not going to create a Kiddushin. However, as the Mishnah concluded regarding all those items, if you sell that item, and then you take that money and Mekadosh a Isha with that money, then she's going to be engaged because it's not things which are Taifis as Damav. When you go ahead and you redeem it, if you sell it to someone else, that item retains its Isser Hana, and the money does not have that, does not transfer that, and therefore the money would be allowed to Mekadosh a Isha. So the Gemara continues discussing the different items from our Mishnah, which are Asaba Hana, and therefore do not create Kedushin. Be'egla Rufa, the Mishnah said that regarding the decapitated calf, which is when they find a dead person on the road, they don't know who killed them, so the elders from the town that's closest to that dead person has to bring this egla, this calf, and be oirifit, decapitated there in the Nachal Esan, there in the valley. So the Mishnah said that egla Rufa is something that's Asaba Hana, and therefore it's not going to create a Kedushin. To ask the Gemara, as it's doing regarding all these items, Minolon, where do we know that it's Asa Bahana? So Amri Debey Rabbiyanai, they said in Yeshiva Rabbiyanai, Kaparik Sibba. Regarding the Egla Rufa, the Pasuk in Devarim Chavalav says a terminology of atonement. It says, Kapar La'amach Yisrael, that's the phraseology they say over there, which is Kikachim, which are like Karbanis, which are things that are Kaidish. Just like Kachim is Asa Bahana, you don't have any pleasure, as we find by the Allah of Me'ilah, where if you have any hanah from it, you are violating the halacha of misappropriation of hekdesh, and that's why there are certain liabilities for that. So they're just like over there, by karbanis, there's an atonement, and by kachim, it's asr b'hanah. So to over here where it says kapara, it's going to be asr b'hanah. Next item in the Mishnah was tzipayre mitzayra. And that's regarding the beginning of the process of purification of mitzayra. Someone that has tzaras, he brings these two birds. One bird is sent away, but before it is, there's the other bird that's slaughtered, and then from the dam, the blood of that slaughtered one, the one that's still alive is dipped into it and sent away. So one's called the one that's slaughtered, and one's called the one that's sent away, which is called the mishalachas. So regarding these two birds, as Rashi qualifies, which is going to be important for the Gemara's discussion, is that they are machshirim, which means to say they prepare, they're not atonement for anything, they just prepare a person for something, and moreover, they're done outside. They're not done as many karbanas are inside the area of the Beis Hamikdash. Here, they're done actually outside because it's preparing the mitzayra to actually, which is again outside where he is. Moreover, it's preparing him to allow him to come into the machne because the mitzayra has to be sent out of the camp of the Jewish people. So there's two elements. It's a machshir, it's not a mechaper, it's not creating an atonement, and moreover, it's not done bifnim, it's done bachutz. So that's the introduction with the Gemara asks Minola. So again, how do we know that these Sipayr Mitzayra, that they're Asa Bahana, which is if a man wants to be Mekadosh Isha with one of these Sipayr, it's not going to create a Kedushin. So the Gemara says, the time of the Be'er Bishmal, like we learned in the Brayis of Yeshiva of Be'er Bishmal. Nemer Machshir, Halacha speaks about something that is a Machshir, where inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash. For example, the Asha Mitzayra. When the mitzvah brings the asham, which is a later stage, it only prepares him to consume kachim. So it's a machshir, it's not a mechaper itself. But it's done bifnim, it's done inside the area of the Beis HaMikdash. U'mechapa mibifnim. And then there's also other karbanas, which are not machshirim, they don't prepare you for something, they actually create the atonement, which is by regular karbanas. Now, moreover, v'nem machshir, now there's also halacha regarding something that prepares a person, which are these tzipur mitzvah that we're talking about, they're machshirim, they just allow you, they set the stage for something else. U'mechaper mibachotz, and also talks about things that create an atonement, also outside of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, specifically what we just mentioned before, of the Egla Rufa, where we mentioned it talks about that it's a mechaper, it's an atoner, it's like a carbon, although it's not done on the Mizbeach, it's done wherever it is in that valley where the person was found dead. So you find machshir and mechaper bifnim, which is done in the area of the Azar, and then you find Machshir Mechaper Bachutz. Says the Brisa of Yeshiva Bishmol, Ma Machshir Mechaper Omer Befnim, just like regarding the thing that creates the atonement, and the thing that creates the Hechshir, which again is regarding the Asher Mitzayra and regular Karbanas. Also, Machshir Kimechaper, the Halacha of a Machshir, which is this Asham Metzera, is just like the Mechaper. There's no difference in halacha how you treat the Asham Metzera to the halacha of a regular Asham, regarding regular karbonis of an Asham, which is to create an atonement. So says the Gemara, Af Machshir Mechaper, Amen Bachotza, the same thing applies to something that's just to prepare, which is the Tzipori Metzera, to regarding the thing that's a Mechaper on the outside, which is Egla Rufa, which is also by Machshir Mechaper, that we say that the same thing. And therefore, just like we mentioned before regarding the Egla Rufa, where it's a Mechaper Bachutz, it's going to be Asa Bahana, as we brought from the Pasuk, since it's a Mechaper like Kodesh, so too the Machshir, which is the Tzipori Metzera, it's also done Bachutz, and it's going to be compared to the Mechaper Bachutz, which is also going to be Asa Bahana. Now the Gemara qualifies the timeline of this Isser. Itmar, we learned, Tzipor Mitzor Me'emesai Asurim. So we know that these birds are Asa Bahana. But from when do they become Asa? So it's actually Machlekes. Rabbi Yechon Amar Meshash Shechita. He says, from when it's slaughtered, then the one that was slaughtered becomes Asa, which essentially is like this Egla Rufa, which is, that's what creates it to be this forbidden calf, which is that it's the decapitated one. So here he says from when it was slaughtered, and actually the one that's sent away is permitted, as the Gemara later on explained, how do we know that? But definitely from that point on, when you slaughter the one that's slaughtered, the Mishalachas is permitted. He says that actually both of them become forbidden from the moment that they're purchased. Until you send away the Mishalachas, then the one that's sent away becomes permitted, and the one that's slaughtered remains forbidden. But that's the machlekes, when does it become forbidden to Tzipor Metzera? Is it from when it's slaughtered or when it's purchased? So the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon Amar Meshash Shechita, he says from the moment when it's slaughtered, because Shechita Huda Astrola, it's the slaughtering that makes it forbidden. That's what creates it into this Isser, and that's why it's only then. Rosh Lakish Amar Meshash Lekich, he says, no, it's from the moment that it's bought. And he says, because Me'egla Rufa Nafke, he says, actually learned that from Egla Rufa. Why? Because we explained, that was the source for the halacha of Tzipor Mitzah. How do we know that they're Asa Bahana? We know because you compare the Machshir to the Mechaper. And the Mechaper Bachutz is the Egla Rufa. So that's Asa Bahana. So too, regarding the Machshir, which is Tzipor Mitzah, is learned from Egla Rufa. Now, so therefore says Rosh Lakish, more precise, Rabbi Yechonin says, the Shechita, which that creates it into the Arufa, he says, no, because Ma Egla Rufa Mechayim, just like the decapitated calf, becomes forbidden when it's still alive, like Kachim, because that's actually how we know the Egla Rufa is forbidden, because we call it a Mechaper, which is like Karbanis. And Karbanis are forbidden to have Anah from them, and that's why there's Me'ila when they're still alive. So Avtzipar Mitzar Mechaim, so too, just like the Halach of Egla Rufa is forbidden when it's still alive, so too, says Rish Lakish, it's also by the Tzipar Mitzar when it's alive, and therefore it's not when you shecht it, it's actually when you already buy it, even when it's still alive. So the Gemara asks, okay, so now we know the machlokes regarding Tzipor Mitzera, and moreover, as Rosh Lakish says, that we learned it out from Egla Rufa, which when it's still alive, but ask the Gemara, the Egla Rufa Gufa Me'emesai, regarding the decapitated calf, from when does it become forbidden? Now, the reason why is because actually the value of the Egla Rufa is not Kaddish. There's no Kedushas Mizbeach for it. There's no Kedushas Bedeg Abayis. It's just that it's the thing that has to have decapitation. Now, So the question is, you're saying that it's when it's still alive, because it's like a carbon, not just when you do the arifa. But the question is, it cannot be from, like Rish Lakish had said, regarding the Tzipor Mitzor when you purchase it, because that's only by something that has Kedusha itself. Here it doesn't have any Kedusha, it's just something, it's a regular animal that just gets its head cut off. So therefore, but you're saying it's Kaddish Michaim, it becomes Asa Bahana when it's still alive, from what point? So Amar Biana, he says, Gvul Shemati Bavishachachti. He says, I heard a boundary, I heard a line regarding this halach of the Egel Rufa, from when does it become Aser? But I forgot. But the Nasvin Chavraya Loimer, but my colleagues from the assembly, they decided that the halach is, they gathered together to say, Yiridas Lanachal Esenhi. It's when it comes down to the hard valley, which the place where the Arifa is done, that's what caused it to get the designation of the name of the Egla Arufa, and that's Oisarta, that's what makes it forbidden. So it's still Mechayim, but it's not when you buy it, it's when it comes into the Nachal, that's when it becomes the Egla Arufa, and then it's already Asa Bahana. Now the Gemara asks, if so, then Imagla Egla Arufa Mishas Lekicha Le'mitzra, but then if that's the case, so then if you find by the Egla Arufa, where it's not forbidden for Hana from when you purchase it, it's actually only when you bring it to the Nachal Esan, So then, how do we understand Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is learning the halach of Tzipor Mitzayra from the Egla Rufa, just like there it's Mechaim, here it's also Mechaim. Problem is, Rish Lakish says, what's the Mechaim of the Tzipor Mitzayra? It's when you buy it. Thing is, where you're learning it from, the Egla Rufa is not Asav when you buy it. It's only at a later stage when it comes to the Nachal Eisen. So how can you learn the Tzipor Mitzayra that's going to be Asav already from when you purchase it? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, can you compare the two? Hasam Isle Gvul Achrina. By the Egla Rufa has another arbitrary line to create, which is when it comes to Nachal Esam. So that's where the Michaim is. Hachami Isle Gvul Achrina. But here, regarding the Tzipor Mitzayra, regarding these birds, is there any other line to make? There is no. There's when you buy it, and the next phase is when you slaughter it. And since it's not when you slaughter it, because it's still Michaim, like Egla Rufa, so the only other arbitrary line we could create is that of when you purchase it, and therefore it's not difficult, that although we're learning it from the Egla Rufa, and that's only Usher at Michaim at a later stage, because it has that later stage before it has his head cut off. Whereas over here, before the Shechita, the head cutting off, there's no other stage but the Lekicha, and that's what Rish Lakish says, not like Rabbi Yechanan, that it's going to be Usher from the time when you purchase it. Now, however, the Gemara says that Eisvei Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan asked Rish Lakish on his opinion that it's going to create an Isser for the Tzipor Mitzayra ready for Mishas Lekicha from the following Braisa. Pasuk in Devarim says, "Kol Tzipor Toira Teichelu." Every kosher bird you're allowed to eat, which that's told about regarding the kosher birds, the non-kosher birds. Now, the terminology "kol" is a lashon ribui. It's coming to include every. So, what is that coming to include? Says the Braisa, "L'rabbis es mishalachas." That's coming to include one of the two birds of the Tzipor Mitzayra, is the one that's sent away. The one that's sent away is permitted to consume. Now, the next pasuk says, this is the one that should not be eaten from them, where then it starts talking about the non-kosher birds, where the terminology asher, that, is also an inclusionary term, which is what's going to be included in what's forbidden types of birds, is l'rabbis es hashchuta, that comes to include the slaughtered bird, the one of the two tzipor mitzayra that's slaughtered, that is going to be asher. That's what the Braisa says. Says Rabbi Yechanan, if you would entertain like Rish Lakish, that the Tzipor Mitzayra forbidden already when it's still alive, meaning from when it was purchased, then do I need to tell you that after it's going to be slaughtered, it's going to be Asr? What do I need a Pasuk for? Of course it's going to be Asr. In other words, regarding the first half, the first Pasuk, which says regarding the one that's sent away that it's permitted, that I could understand, says Rabbi Yechanan, why you would need a Pasuk. Because up until now, could be it was going to be Usr. But even if you're saying that it's going to be the Isr from Shas Lekicha, from when you buy it, then why do I need a Pasuk, the second Pasuk, to say what's included in Asher Lo Yitoichlu Mehem is the one that's slaughtered? Of course. It's already Usr when you bought it, just like the Egla Rufa, that it's going to be Usr Mechaim. So why do I need a special limit to say that, when it's slaughtered, it's going to be Usr too? Of course. It's already Usr from when you bought it. So I think Mordechai says, actually, no. I would have thought to say that actually be the same as kodshim, because that's where we learn it from. We learn that Tzipor Mitzayra, the Isser, as Rosh Lakish says, from the Egla Rufa, which Egla Rufa is learned from kodshim. Now, just like by kodshim, the Michaim Asiri, yet when it's still alive, actually, for Michaim, it is Asir. But v'asir shchitu umach shrulahu, that actually, when you slaughter it, then actually, together with all the other avodas that are done with the carbon, it actually becomes permitted. It's not asr anymore. There's no more me'ila after all the avodas are done. Then it's actually permitted to consume from the kachim. So too, I would say the same thing over here, that actually when you conclude the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon the process of doing the Tzipor Mitzvah, that after you slaughter it, that actually then it becomes permitted. That's what Rish Lakish says. No, that's what the pasuk is teaching. L'rabbis es hashchuta, that even after you do all the processes, it's still going to be asr. Yes, it's asr already mechayim from when you buy it. But we have to tell you, it's going to be Asr, even when you finish all the processes, L'rabbis es hashchuta. Now the Gemara continues asking in Rish Lakish, Eisvei. Now the Gemara asks from a Mishnah Masechtas Negayim. Rabbi Yechanan asked Rish Lakish, the Mishnah says, Shchata, if the Tzipor Mitzayra was slaughtered, V'nimtzis treifa. And it turns out that it's a treifa, it has a mortal defect, which is an invalidation for the purification process of Mitzvah. Because as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Meikri Yudal says it has to be live birds, which is a betrayf, it's considered dead. Now, the assumption of the Gemara's question is that when they checked the different internal parts of the bird, they found out that it actually became a treifa became something with a moral defect as it was slaughtered, meaning it wasn't a proper slaughter, and because had it been a trefa from already before the slaughtering, in other words, if let's say it had a hole in one of the membranes of the brain or that a foot was cut off, then it wouldn't be appropriate to use the terminology venimtzis trefa, that it turns out that it is going to be trefa. In other words, nimtzis sounds like it happened now. So therefore, it sounds like that it's something that happened now, which is that because the shechita actually made it into a trefa. So on that says the halacha in the Mishnah, Masechtas Nagayim. So if the one that you did the shechita on turns out it's not valid, so yikach zug lishnia, what you do is you take a partner for the second one, in other words, for the one that you're going to send away, that the one that was slaughtered was not done appropriately. So the Mishnah is telling you, you don't have to get two new birds. Rather, you get another bird to do the slaughtering on. The first one, the one that was slaughtered and turns out that it was a trefa, is going to be permitted to have anah from it. Now, the assumption of the Gemara's question is that it's like similar like Rabbi Yechanan. Why? Because what creates the iser in the shechita? It's the actual act of the shechita. Now, this is not, quote, any shechita, because it wasn't a proper slaughtering. Actually, it turned it into a trefa. To kasher it, to make it a valid shechita, has to not do that. That'll create problems as you do the shechita. So, therefore, ask Rabbi Yechanan, if you would entertain to say that, like you, Rish Lakish, says that the birds already asa from when it's still alive, then why is the first one, the one that was slaughtered, not a good slaughtering? Why is it going to be permitted by Hanah? But why? Maybe when it was purchased, it was fit. In other words, it wasn't a trefa. And therefore, that means at that point already was asa by Hanah. What permits that iser? What undoes it? The fact that it wasn't properly slaughtered? Okay, so you didn't do a valid avayit. You got to do a new one. But it's still asa from when you had purchased it. If you say, like Rabbi Yechanan, it's the shechita that makes it asa, it wasn't the shechita. So that's why it's mutar by Hanah. But according to Rish Lakish, how do you understand this Mishnah? So Amalei, so Rish Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Hachem Ma'eskina, what are we talking about over here in this Mishnah, is actually not like has the Gemara had assumed. It's Kegain Shenimtzis Trefa B'mnei Mo'eha. It's where they find that it has a moral defect in one of its intestines, which is actually when it was purchased, it was not fit at that point already. And since at that point, even when you purchased it, it wasn't Chayos, so it wasn't fit for any Issa to take effect in it. D'loi Chalala D'Kedusha Klal. They never had any sanctity ever take effect on it. Whereas Taisa explains that although it used the terminology of nimtzis, as we had assumed that means to say it happened now with the shechita, that Taisa says no, nimtzis is because to tell you that it had an internal mortal defect in contrast to external. So therefore, yes, it's nimtzis. You only find it now when you do the slaughtering, because now you could open it up and see the guts inside, and you see that it had a mortal defect, but again, it was one that was there even from the time of the lekicha, when it was purchased. And that's why, even according to Rish Lakish, it's something that's going to be mutar ba'ano, because it never had the isur, because it never had kedusha, even when it was purchased. Eisvei, so again, Rabbi Yechanan continues to ask on Rish Lakish's interpretation. The Braisa says, Shchata, if the tzipor mitzvah was slaughtered, shloi be'ezev, without the hyssop, v'shloi be'etz eres, and that without the cedar wood, v'shaloi b'shni tilais, without the crimson thread, which these are all different ingredients that are necessary to be used in the process of the tzipor mitzvah. So it was slaughtered, but you didn't use all the other variables. So the Braisa has a machlekes. Rabbi Yaakov, he says, ha'il v'hukta l'mitzvah sasur, since it was already designated this bird for its mitzvah, although it wasn't done properly, but it's still going to be asur. Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. He says, ha'il v'nishchata shaloi k'mitzvah, so since it was slaughtered not the way it was commanded in the Torah, so it's going to be muteris. It's going to be permitted because you never did the appropriate procedures to create the iser. Says Rabbi Yechanan, ad kan lo pligi, what is the whole machlokes in the braisa? El amar sava, just a Rabbi Yaakov held, shechita she'ena ruya, when you have a slaughtering, which is not appropriate for the mitzvah, you didn't bring all the other ingredients, but still shema shechita, it's still considered a slaughtering to create the iser. And mar sava, whereas Rabbi Shimon held, no, shechita she'ena ruya lo shema shechita. When you do a slaughtering, which is not appropriate, it's not fit, it's not going to validate it, because you didn't have all the other ingredients, like the eitz eres and the shnei teilas, and the hyssop, the ezev, so that's not considered slaughtering. But the kulei amamiya mechayim lemitzvah, but says Rabbi Yechanan, seemingly everyone's at least holding that it's the shechita that's creating the iser, and that when it's still alive, it's not going to be yasser, because if it was yasser, actually, according to Rish Lakish, then what would remove the iser? What is Rabbi Yaakov, what is Rabbi Shimon saying? Oh, it wasn't done the appropriate shechita, so it's going to be muteris. What does that mean? It's not the shechita that creates the iser. It's already mechayim. So, okay, you didn't do it appropriate. You didn't validate the tara for the mitzayra. But what does that have to do with the iser, which already came from when there was mechayim? Obviously, says Rabbi Yochanan, you see, everyone agrees that it's the shechita. The question is, only does it have to be shechita ru'uya, or even the shechita she'en ru'uya will still create the iser. But seemingly, everyone's like Rabbi Yochanan, not Rish Lakish. So the Gemara answers, you're right, Tanoihi. It's Machlekes Tanoim. And that is this brisa that was just brought holds like Rabbi Yochanan, where it's not Asa Michayim. But as the Gemara will bring, there's a brisa in the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, which we had quoted on the top of the Amid, that learns out Machshir from Mechaper. He holds that just like the Mechaper, the Egla Ruf Bachutz, as Asa Michayim, so too the Machshir Mibachutz, which are the Tzper Mitzara, also going to be Asa Michayim, which is like Rish Lakish's opinion. The Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel, as we had quoted in previously the Brisa of Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, which Rish Lakish himself had quoted there on the top, which Nema Machshir Mechaper Mibifnim. It says regarding those things that prepare someone for something when it's done inside the Beis HaMikdash and those that create atonement inside. And there's those same two elements out of the Beis HaMikdash. And we had said, just like regarding a regular Karban Hashem and Hashem Mitzayra, where Asabay Machshir Ki Mechapa, we made the halachas of the Hashem Mitzayra, which is just a Machshir, just permits him to eat Kachem, doesn't create any atonement. Has the same halachas like a mechapa, like a regular carbon ashram, which creates atonement. Af machshir mechapa am bachutz. The same thing applies to those things which are done out of the base of mikdash, which is also by machshir ki mechapa, which is the machshir, which is the tzipar mitzera. We made the same as the mechapa, which is the egla rufa, where there's atonement over there, just like the egla rufa. It's iser hana is michayim, is when it's still alive, which we said is the nachal esen. So too by the tzipar mitzera is when it's still alive michayim, which its only dividing line is when it's Mishas Lekicha, when it was purchased. That town is like Rish Lakish. The other Tanoim, which was quoted before, Yaakov and Rav Shimon, are like Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara goes back, Gufa. We had mentioned before that Bryce that said, that actually divided the two Tzipar Mitzera, one being permitted, one being forbidden, based on the Pesukim by birds, which said which are the kosher birds and you could eat, and which are the non-kosher, which you can't. So the Pasuk says, Kol Tzipar Tera Teichelu, any kosher bird you're allowed to eat. So the brisa l'rabba says a mashalachas, that comes to include the bird that's sent away. That's permitted. B'zash loy toich l'mhem, then the pasuk said that this is what you should not eat from the birds. What is the asher? That's l'rabba says a shchuta, that comes to include the slaughtered bird, which that is asr to eat, to have an offram. So ask the Gemara on the brisa, ve'epech hana, why can't I say, I would say the exact opposite. Maybe when it says b'zash loy toich l'mhem, that this is the one you should not eat, it's coming to include the mashalachas. The one that's sent away is going to be the one that's Asr Bahana. How do you know that the one that's Asr is the Shchuta and the one that's permitted is the Mishalachas? Maybe it's the other way around. So Amr B'yechad Mishim Mishim Ben Yoichi, he says, no. Le'mitzinu Balachayim Shasrum. You don't find that a living thing, it has an eternal Isser. Meaning, even though a living thing you can't eat, but when you slaughter it, it's kosher. We don't find that a Balchai is Asr, so the bird that's sent away, which is a Balchai, a living organism, we don't find anywhere that has an eternal Isr, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say that that's the one that we're going to include as the Isr. Rather, must be that's the one that we're including as a Heter. Now, on that, Maskev L'Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, he says, V'loi, it's not true, we don't find any Balchai, a living thing, that has an eternal Isr on it. But however, we have, as we continue on Talmud Beis, Muktza literally means to say that's set aside. Now, it's usually used in the terminology of Hilchos Shabbos, which is the rabbinic Issa Muktza, but the terminology means set aside, where in this context, it means an animal that was set aside to be used in the worship of idols, where it's forbidden to be used for hektish, for Shemayim purposes. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Tmur, Daf Chof Chas Amar Aleph, there's many different terminologies used in the Pasuk, and each one is coming to include another parameter, another qualification which would exclude something from being used as a carbon. Where when it says mina behema, that from the animal, what do you mean from the animal? Which from always is exclusionary term. That excludes a roiva and a nirva, which we're going to quote that halacha shortly, which is an animal that was sodomized, a man or a woman. When it says min habakar, from the cattle, what's from? That's lahitzi es haneved, which we're going to quote next, which is an animal that was actually served in the purpose of idol worship. And when it says min hatzayin, from the flock, that's lahaytzi es hamuktzah. That excludes, if it was designated for avodah zarah purposes, it's also asur to be used in the purposes of a carbon. So therefore, ask the Gemara, but we find by muktzah, that which is set aside for avodah zarah, or veneva, that which actually was bowed down to and used in the service of idol worship, the bali chayim ninu va'asiri, that they're living things, and they're forbidden forever to be used as a carbon. So therefore, you do see that there is such a precedent. But the Gemara says, no, ki asiri, when is a mukta and a neved forbidden, that's likvaya. That's only for Hashem purposes. Lahedit mishashari, but a regular person is allowed to utilize and have anah from that mukta and the neved, and therefore we don't find an eternal, that universal and global isser that there is in the Baal Chai, like you want to do for this mushalachas, to say that it would be asaba anah for a regular person, that you don't find anywhere. But the Gemara still asks on that. Maskabler birmiya. He says, Bahare raiva venirva be'edim, regarding an animal that either was raiva, either sodomized a woman, or was nirva, which was sodomized by a man, where if that was testified by two witnesses, the balechaimnin, which they're living things, and yet va'asiri, they are aser, where, because the halacha is that actually an animal that sodomized or was sodomized by a human, it has to be stoned. As the pasuk says in Yikachov, says varakta se'isha besabahema, a woman that was sodomized by an animal, she gets killed, she committed bestiality, and the animal gets killed. So to the nirva, the one that was sodomized by a man, it says vesabahema tarogu, that the animal gets killed. Where, as the Gemara learned on the previous daf, in Vav Amabez, that already from the Gemara din, just like we have by the Shar HaNisko, when it kills a person, from that moment it already becomes usser, even if it's slaughtered, it's going to be usser, it's not only when they get stoned, and therefore we find such a precedent that even when it's a Baal Chai, it's going to be usser. Now Rashi points out, the reason why it says it has to be be'edim, with witnesses, is because it doesn't get stoned with one witness. As the Gemara says above, Kamim Dalma Beis, that Kemisa Sabayim Kach Misa Sashar. The pasuk's equating how the woman gets killed, or how the owner gets killed, that just like an owner would only get killed with two witnesses, so too the animal only gets killed with two witnesses. But one thing we see that there is a precedent that a Baal Chai could be asur la'ilam, and therefore, why don't we say that the Mishalach is the one that's sent away, is the one that's being included in the Isser and not in the Heter? So El Amar Rabbi Yechon, the Mishim Ben Yechi, he says that you're right. There are precedents, but Le'mitzinu Reiv Baal Chayim Shasurim. We don't find in that a majority of cases that living things should be forbidden. Yes, you found a case that was by a Reiv and a Nirva with Edim. There could be such a mitzvah, such a reality that a living thing would be awesome. But generally, that's not the case, that it should be forever forbidden. Because again, usually a Baal Chai that you slaughter, it's going to be kosher. And therefore, if we have to choose, when there's one pasuk including and one pasuk excluding, that the one that's including would include what's permitted is the mishalach, is the bird that's sent away, because it's a Baal Chai, doesn't make sense that it should be the one that's excluded, that should be forbidden, where since it's a living thing, most of the times it's not going to be the case of what's forbidden. That's one answer. The Beir B'Shmuel Tana and the Braisei B'Shiv B'Shmuel, they taught another interpretation for this source, how we know that it's the Mishalachas that's going to be permitted, because the Amakra, the Pasig says, and this is in Vayuku Yudal at Pasig Zion, it says, Vishilach al Panei HaTzada, that again, they take this, the living bird, that's the words in the Pasig there are, Es HaTzipur HaChai, the living bird, and they throw it al Panei HaTzada, on the face of the field. Now, what's al Panei HaTzada coming to say? Says the Braisa, Kesada, means to say that the bird that's sent away should be like the field. Masa, the muteras, just like a field is permitted, afhainam muteras. So too, the bird that's sent away is also permitted. And that's the source that tells us that the mishalachas is the permitted one. Now, that the Gemara asks, hai sadal hachihu da'asa? Is that term field coming to teach this halacha that it's permitted like a field? But ahumi ba'i leilik ha'tanya, but you needed to teach a different halacha, as we learned in the following Braisa. The pasuk says, as we just mentioned, sada, that you send out the bird on the field. What that teaches us is that shelo yamid biyafoy, is that they shouldn't stand on the wall of yafoy, where the wall is facing the sea, v'yizrkan liyam, and throw out the bird, let it send it away over the sea. Because again, it has to be al pnei asada, over a field. So too, begavas, that they shouldn't stand by gavas, which its wall faces the desert, v'yizrkan lemidbar, and send it towards the desert. Again, because the pasuk is telling you have to send it al pnei asada, over the plains, over the fields. Now, so therefore, moreover, v'shalayamet chutz le'ir, that they shouldn't stand on the outside of the city, v'yizikene b'techir, and send it, throw it towards the city. Ela kol sha'imid be'ir, rather that you have to stand in the city, v'yizikene chutz le'chem, and send it out of the wall. That specifically, as Rashi brings his learned off in the pasuk, that says, v'shilach es tzipur hachaya el mechutz le'ir, that you have to send away the living bird to out of the city. Which the inference is that you have to be in the city and send it out of the city, because if you're standing out of the city, then what is it saying you should send it to out of the city if, even before you sent it, you already were out of the city? So there's two halachas that the Braisa is teaching. One is that you have to be in the city, sending it out of the city. And also that when you're sending it out, it has to be over the Sada, not over the desert or over the Yam. So you see that what we're learning from Sada is that it's regarding the mechanics of how you send it out, but not to say that just like a Sada is permitted, so too should the Mishalachas be permitted. So on that the Gemara says, V'idach, but the other opinion holds that Imkei Nichtav Kras Sada. Then the Pasuk should have just said that you send it up Pnei Sada. My Hasada, what does it mean, the field? Shemama Notarti, that comes to teach you two halachas. One is just in general that you have to send it over a field. And then the field tells you that we're comparing the Mishalachas, the bird that's sent away to the field, just like the field is permitted, so too the bird is permitted. That's the second source how we know, as the Braisa had said, that what's being included to be a permitted bird is the Mishalachas, and it's not in those which are being excluded and saying that it's forbidden. A third approach, Rav Amar, he says, it's actually a svara, it's logic to say that the one that's sent away is going to be permitted. Because he says, Le'amr Torah Shalech Litakala. The Torah would not tell you to send away a bird to cause a stumbling block. Because people are going to sin, because what are you? You go hunting, you catch a bird, and you're going to eat it. But it might not be a kosher bird. How am I supposed to know that? It's the species of kosher birds. And therefore, the Torah would never tell you to send away a bird that someone's going to end up eating and causing himself to sin. And therefore, it's obvious from logic that the Mishalachas is the one that's permitted. And therefore, Rashi actually says, therefore, according to this interpretation, the pasuk that we brought before from the Braisa, which includes the Mishalachas that is permitted, must be just what's called Nasmachta Be'alma, an illusion that we find from the pasuk, but you don't need a pasuk, because the Svara, the Torah wouldn't tell you to send away a non-kosher bird that there's no way of defining it, because it has all the simani of kashas, to make a Michshal and a Takala for people. Now the Gemara continues with the list of our Mishnah that we said, Bisar Nazir, another item that if a man would be Mekadosh Isha with, which is the hair, of a nazir, although you could use hair for certain things, you could make a wig, but if it's from that or from the nazir, you can't make a condition because it's asaba no, it has no monetary value. So they want some minalan. Where do we know that it's asaba no? Damakra, because the pasuk says in Bamidbar, regarding the nazir, it says kadoshia, holy he should be, gadol peres ha'araisha, his hair should grow long, that's the tresses of his head. Now the interpretation is saying Gidulo Yiyakadosh, that his growth should be holy. Now, moreover, as Rashi says, that the word Kaddish in the Pasuk is missing a Vav. So therefore, it has that flexibility about how you want to read it. Which, although it's read Kaddish, but the reason why it doesn't have Kuf Dalad Vav Shin, is that now you can read also Kaddish, which as Rashi says, this is one of the 13 places, which is a Messiah, that the word should be read Chaser without a Vav. So what it's telling you is, it's like Kaddish, which just like Kaddish, as we mentioned, Amid Aleph, is Asabana. So too, the hair of the Nazir is Asabana. Now, but then the question is, Ima Kaddish, Tevis is Dhamma, V'yetz L'chulim, but then if you're comparing it to Kaddishim, just like B'Kaddishim, when you actually transfer the Kaddishim to something else, meaning you sell it to someone else, you redeem it, then actually what happens is that the animal, the carbon is actually permitted now. And it's the money that now gets the transfer of that sanctity. So afsar nazir teifis is dama v'yetz l'chulin. So actually by the hair of the nazir, the same halacha should apply. Because that's where you're learning out its issa from Kaddish, that the money should now have the sanctity of the hair of the nazir. And the nazir's hair should be permitted. Now that's difficult because our Mishnah said regarding all the items that are asabana in our Mishnah, that although you can't create a kedusha with the object itself, but when you then transfer it onto money, that you sell it for money, you could use that money to engage the woman. But why? The money now has the sanctity, just like Kachim, where the money gets that sanctity. Here also, the Nazis here, which is Asabana, should have the sanctity and money, and that shouldn't be able to create a condition either. So the Gemara answers, Mikarinan Kaddish? You're right, it's written Kaddish. And therefore, for interpretation purposes, we can compare it to Kachim. But do we read Kaddish? No. Kaddish Karinan. How do we read it in the Pasuk? The Pasuk with the Kuf Dal Shin is read Kaddish. And therefore, that's why we read it like that, to exclude the value, the monetary value of it, that does not have the Kedusha. In other words, as Rashi says, the term Kaddish sounds like that it is Kaddishim. Kaddish sounds like that it only has sanctity. In other words, the difference would be is that regarding the monetary value of it. So we treat the hair of the Nazir like Kaddishim, that it itself is Asabahana, just like Kaddishim. But we read Kaddish to say that it's only Kaddish, but not Kaddish. Kaddish is something that its value is also going to be transferred into the Isser. Here it's only Kaddish, not kodesh, and therefore the money of it would be permitted, and that's why you could create a kedushin with the money you get from selling the sar of the nazir. Next item in the Mishnah was bepetach hamor, which is the decapitated donkey. If that, if he doesn't want to give the redemption to the kohen, so and he holds on to it, so then the halacha is that you have to decapitate the head of this firstborn donkey. So we said that that's something that's asa bahana, and you cannot create kedushin. Says the Gemara, name masnit like Reb Shimon. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon, which is a machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon in Masechtas Becheiros. The time that we learn the brayse of this machlekes, petach hamor asa bahana. The Reb Yehuda, seemingly says like our Mishnah that this petach hamor, again the firstborn donkey that you don't want to redeem to give the kain a seh, you want to hold on to it, then you have to chop up his head. So that's asa bahana, like our Mishnah said. The Reb Shimon matter. Reb Shimon says it's permitted. So seemingly our Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. Says no. Our Mishnah is talking about after the decapitation of the head, and that's going according to everybody, because as the Gemara there says in Masechtas Becheiros, Reb Shimon agrees that after the actual arifa, that it is asa bahana, because we learn that arifa from egla rufa, just like the egla rufa where it's asa bahana. So to over here, when you do the actual arifa, it makes it asa bahana. When Reb Shimon said that the egla rufa, that the petach hamor is permitted to have an offer from it, was talking about before you chop off the head. You're resisting the kain, so you're going to have to do it, but it wasn't done yet. That is where their machlekes, and Reb Yehuda says, even now it's already asa bahana, and Reb Shimon says permitted. But after that rufa, everyone agrees it's going to be asa bahana, and that's the case we could say that our Mishnah is talking about, even like Reb Shimon, that it's going to be asa bahana, and they cannot create a kedushin. Then the Mishnah said, basa b'chalav, when there's a forbidden mixture of dairy and meat, where that's going to create an iser not only of chila, but also of hana, and therefore you cannot, if you give the woman a cheeseburger, something that was cooked together, dairy and meat, it cannot create a kedushin. It has no monetary value. You can't even have any pleasure from it. You can't have any benefit. You can't sell it to a non-Jew. You can't do anything with it. So ask the Gemara, where do we know this from? So the Gemara said, the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, like it was torn in the Brayse of Shibra of Rabbi Shmuel. There's three psukim, two in Shemais, and one in Devarim, that all say Loi Savasha Gadibah Chalev Ima Gimapam. There's three times in the Torah that says the same exact pasuk. It says, "Do not cook a kid goat in its mother's milk." Now, why does it say three times? Says the Braisa of Rabbi Shmuel, "Echad es achila." One comes to tell you that you're not allowed to eat basa b'chalav. "Echad es hano." One tells you not allowed to have any benefit from basa b'chalav. "Echad es habishul." One says it's actually a prohibition of cooking dairy and meat. So therefore, that's as we see this source for Isra no. Now says the Gemara, Masnitin, the Loikai Tana, the Tanya. Our Mishnah is obviously not like the Tana, the following Braisa. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, he says, Basa b'chalav asa b'chila, yet dairy and meat is forbidden to consume, but umutabana, you're allowed to get benefit from it, which is obviously not like our Mishnah. Now, what's his source? So now, like it says in the Pasuk in Devarim, it says, Ki am kodesh ata l'shem l'kecha, because you're a holy people, Tashem, your God, loisavash l'gadi b'chalev imo, you're not supposed to cook a kid in its mother's milk, which is the halacha of basa b'chalav, and it says in that context, am kodesh. Now, ulahal noimer, a different passage in Shemais, says, va'anche kodesh tiyunli, that a holy people you should be for me. And the passage there continues and says, vasa basada trefa leisechelu, that meat in the field, a trefa, an animal with a mortal defect, that you're not supposed to eat. So it says the Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, malahal n'asa b'chelu matabana, just like over there regarding trefa, where it calls it anshei kodesh, holy people. It's something that's forbidden to eat, but you're allowed to have anah from it, as the pasuk there says, like kelev tashlichu naisai, you can throw it to the dogs. I mean, you can get that benefit of someone or something consuming it. Afkan asa b'chila matabana. Here also, where it uses the same terminology of amka, there's a holy people. It has the comparison in halacha that it's going to be aser to eat, but it's going to be permitted in hana. Again, not like the halacha of a mishnah that holds bas b'chalav is not only asa b'chila but also aser b'hana. Then the Mishnah said that another item, v'chulin shenishkto ba'azar, regarding an unconsecrated animal, a regular animal that was slaughtered in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, that's something that is going to be even asa b'hana, and therefore if you go ahead and give that animal now to the woman, it's not going to create a kedushin. So the Gemara says, Menandamila, where do we know that an animal, a regular animal, that's slaughtered in the Azara, is asa b'hana? So Amr B'yechin and Shimer Meir, he says, Amr Torah, the Torah says the following comparison. Hashem, so to speak, says, Shachat li b'shali, slaughter mine in my area. In other words, slaughter my korbanos in my courtyard, as the pasuk says in the beginning of a yikur, b'shachad es ben abakar, that you should slaughter the animal, and it has to be slaughtered in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. B'shalach, b'shalach. And Hashem says, in yours, you should slaughter in your area. As the pasuk says in Devarim Yud Beis, v'zevachtim ibkarcha mitzaynecha, you should slaughter from your flock and your cattle. And the end of the pasuk says, b'sharecha, in your gates, meaning in your area. So therefore, the comparison is, mashali b'shalach aser, just like mine, meaning Hashem is saying, my karbanas, when they're slaughtered in your area, meaning out of chutz the lamakam of where you're allowed to slaughter, out of the Beis HaMikdash, it's aser b'hana, because what would permit it b'hana, meaning a karban, is aser to have an offer from it when it's still alive. And it only becomes permitted after you take the blood and you throw it, you throw it on the Mizbeach. But here where you slaughtered outside of the Beis HaMikdash, so it was never thrown the blood on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's going to still retain its Isra Hana. So we find that when you have karbanis, which are supposed to be slaughtered inside, are slaughtered outside of Asbana, so Avshalach B'shali Asr, so to yours that you slaughtered by me are going to have the same comparison, are also going to be Asr B'hana. Now, then you would think, Ima Shali B'shalach Anash Karas, just like mine, meaning karbanis, that are slaughtered by you, meaning out of the area of the Beis HaMikdash, that there's a penalty of karas, afshalach b'shali anish karas. So you would think then the comparison would continue. A carbon from a regular animal that's slaughtered in the Beis HaMikdash, there'd be penalty of karas. On that amakra, that's what the pasuk says in Meikra, novel pesach oil moi lehaviu lahakrav carbon lashem. In other words, when it's talking about a carbon that it wasn't brought into the area of the oil moi where it's supposed to be slaughtered, rather was slaughtered chutzlim kaimai, there is where the pasuk says v'nichra. So the person gets karas for slaughtering kachim chutzlim kaimai. A carbon on this karas, what that comes to teach is that we're getting a carbon, then you get the penalty of karas slaughtering it where it's not supposed to be. But al chulin shenish to bazar, regarding the reverse, regarding chulin, when it's slaughtered in the azara, then enosh karas, then the penalty is not karas. The pasuk specifically saying only regarding the carbon, then you're going to get v'nichras, but regarding the reverse of chulin in the azara, that is not going to be karas. But one thing we see from this is that there's this comparison which teaches us that just like kachim b'chutz is asbana, so to chulin b'azar is also going to be asbana. Now, however, on this the Gemara asks, because ikla mifrach, but then as you see from the continuum of the halacha, that actually could refute the comparison of halacha to teach us the isra'na of chulin b'azar. Because you could say, malish ali b'shalach shekin anish karas, that yes, by kachim, when it's in your area, meaning out of the Beis HaMikdash, where, yeah, maybe there it's going to be Asa B'Hana, because it has the added stringency of having a penalty of Karas attached to it. But who said, as we just proved, that the Anash Karas does not apply to Chulin Shal Neshcha B'Azara, maybe it wouldn't have the stringency either of being Asa B'Hana. So Elam Abaye Mahacha, rather, Abaye brings a different source. And there's three parashiyas in the Torah, one right near each other, regarding the halacha of a Karban Shlamim. Now, regarding the first time it says ushchatay, that it says ushchatay pesach oil moed, you should slaughter the karban shlamim at the opening, at the entryway of the oil moed. Then in two times it says the same word. It says v'shachatay say you should slaughter it, and it says v'shachatay say that you should slaughter it. So says Abaye plus a kray yisayr. These are three superfluous psukim where what's it coming to say? You should slaughter it. You should slaughter it. You should slaughter. We know that kachim are slaughtered in the area of the Beis HaMikdash. Why in the parasha of shlamim does it say three times that you should slaughter it over here, you should slaughter it, you should slaughter it? Says Abaye, Matamalem, what's it coming to teach these three exclusionary terms? Because from all of them, it sounds like that this, the shlamim, this kachim, is slaughtered in the azara and not something else. So says Abaye, it's because lafish nema, because it says in the pasuk in Devarim, ki yirchak mimcha hamakim, when the area, the place, meaning that of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, is going to be far from you, because now everyone lives all over Eretz Yisrael, vizavachta, and then you're going to slaughter, which the pus is coming to permit what's called basar taiva, meaning non-kosher meat, to be slaughtered wherever they want to, because when they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be very far from the Mishkan, from the Beis HaMikdash, because in contrast, when they were in the Midbar, in the desert, then they weren't permitted to eat any animal when they wanted to slaughter it, unless it was actually brought as a carbon. Only then were they able to partake of meat. So the pasuk is coming to tell you that when you come to Eretz Yisrael and it's going to be very far to come to Beis HaMikdash, then you could slaughter and you could make your own slaughtering and eat it without bringing it as a carbon. Now what the pasuk is telling you is, berichut makum, when you're far away, meaning when you're out of the Mikdash, then atoy zevech, then you could slaughter your own chulin. But it's coming to tell you, v'iyatoy zevech b'makum karav, you cannot slaughter your own animals, meaning your own slaughtering, not a, as a carbon, in a closed place, meaning in the Azar itself, which is close to Hashem. What's that teaching? That's excluding that you're not allowed to slaughter your chulin in the Azar. It's only when you're far. Then you can slaughter your chulin, meaning out of the base of Mikdash. When you're close, meaning in the Azar, then you cannot slaughter your own chulin. That's where we learn out this Isser of chulin shanishchut b'azar. Now, continues the halacha, vainly ila tamimim. I would only know if that halacha applies when it's unblemished animals, because they are haruim lekarv. Those are the type of animals that are fit to bring as karbanis. Because the pasuk in context over there is talking about something that's fit to be brought as a carbon, because if it wasn't even fit to be brought as a carbon, then even those types of meat weren't forbidden to partake in the midbar as basar taiva, as doing your own slaughtering. Even then you didn't have to bring it as a carbon, because actually you cannot bring a carbon if it's not tamim. So therefore, says the Gemara, I would only know that the iser of chulin shenishchut b'azara would be only if it's a tamim, if it's unblemished. Because that's what's saying, that okay, that even though in the midbar you had to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash, here and there until you don't have to. But that's telling you that actually that you're not allowed to, because you can only slaughter your own far, not close. But benayin l'rabbis ba'al mumin, how would I know that the isra of chulin shenishchut b'azara applies even to blemished animals? Says the Gemara, Marbani is Bali Mumin. I include blemished animals in that prohibition, Shkein Min HaMachshir, because it's from the type of animal which is kosher to be brought as a carbon. Now, since it's similar in this area, so we can learn that from what's called a Mamatzinu, from what's comparative, where this type of animal does have the Isser of Chulin Shanishcha Bazar. So to its counterpart, even though it's blemished, will also have this stringency and be forbidden to be slaughtered inside the Azar. Continues the Halacha, Minayin L'Rabbis HaSachaya. How do I know to include also a wild animal, meaning not a domesticated animal, which are brought as karbanis? A chaya is not. Says the Gemara, Mar banis a chaya, include the wild animal, shehi b'shchuta kebehema. Because ultimately, there's also some comparison to a wild animal, to a domesticated animal, which in regards to halachas of slaughtering. Because there is a comparison of the psuli hamakdashin, when you have a carbon, which becomes invalidated. So that's what's called psuli hamakdashin. It was kaidish, but then it became invalidated. The pasuk compares it. What do you do with it now? So the pasuk says, "Ach kasha yechel es atzvi v'gaima." Rather, as you eat the deer and so on, which the Gemara Masechtas Chulin Daf Chav Chesem and Av says that what's it comparing wild animals, which that you obviously could eat wherever you are, and not in the Beis Hamikdash. So to Psula Mekdashin, it comes to compare just like Psula Mekdashin are with Shchita. So to atzvi v'ayil, this deer and these chayas are also going to be with slaughtering. Now, therefore, what our Gemara is saying is that since they're compared regarding the halachas of slaughtering, so then you could also learn that chay from behema, which is also that its slaughtering should not be in the azara, because what the pasuk is coming to forbid is anything that gets slaughtered, which is not going to be a carbon, should be only outside of the azara and not in the azara. But still, the Gemara continues, Menayin l'Rabbi says, Eifes, how do I know to include even a bird where there the shechita doesn't say explicitly in the Torah that it's slaughtered? So therefore, maybe there I wouldn't know to compare it to behemoths regarding the Isra of Shechita in the Azara. So Talmud Lema, that's what Abaye says, that's what the Pasuk teaches when it says three times, B'shachatoi, B'shachatoi say, B'shachatoi say, where the interpretation is that one is coming to include Bali Mumin, when it's blemished, one's coming to include when it's a wild animal, and one's coming to include when it's a bird. And moreover, it's also coming to say that regarding this Isra Achila is going to be even after the fact. Now, Rashi just points out, although it's said in the Braisa that Mar Beni Es Achaya, that I'm going to include the Chaya, what it was saying was that if I didn't have this Pasuk, which ultimately we have three Pesukim, then I could have said, B'dayichik, meaning in a contrived fashion, I could have said that it's going to include a Chaya, because on some level a Chaya is compared to a behemoth in regards to halachas of Shechita. But ultimately, we don't have to come on to any comparisons. It's actually, we know it from the Pasuk, which we learn to include Balmum, we include a Chaya, and we include an Oif, that they're all included in this Isra of Shechita in as Chulin in the Azar. Now continues, Yachal LaYishchet. So now, okay, so now we know the Isra. So I would think you're not allowed to slaughter. But Vim Shachad Yehimutah, but if you do slaughter the Chulin in the Azar, that it's still going to be permitted. Time 11, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Ki yirchak mimcha hamakim, the Pasuk there says, when the place is going to be far from you. So then it says, Vizavachta, it says a few words later that you slaughter. And a few words later it says, Velchalta, then you'll eat it. What that comes to teach is, Mashata yizavach berichuk mokim ataycha, what you slaughter far away, meaning out of the Azar, that you could eat. Viato eichel mashata yizavach bemakim kar, but you cannot eat what you slaughter in the closed place, meaning in the Azar itself. Which is prat l'chulin, shenesh chulin b'azar, that comes to exclude when you have chulin that are
meaning unconsecrated animals that are slaughtered in the Azara, that is going to be usher to eat. Now, says the Gemara, ve'en le'ele tamimim. So it goes through the whole process again, meaning just as we learned regarding the Isser of Shechita in the Azara, now regarding the Bediyevit, after the fact of the Isser of even eating it, says the Brice of Ein Le'el Tamim, I would only know that this halacha of being forbidden to consume it after the fact would be only by unblemished animals, because as we continue to talk about Nun Chesem and Alf, they are Heru'im L'Karv, they are fit to be brought as a carbon, because again, that's the context there, the Pesukim, saying that although you used to have to bring it as a carbon, which is only when it's tamim, now you don't have to, you could do it even far away. So I would only know which the inferential halacha of the Isser Chun Shanish Chanish Bazara in regards to the consumption would be only if it's tamim. How do I know to include that if you slaughtered in the Azara, there's going to be usa to eat even by a blemished animal? Says the Brisa, Marbani Bali Mumin, I include Bali Mumin, Shekein Min HaMachshir, because it's from the type that has the Hachshir. Umbinayin L'Rabbis Sachai, how do I include even wild animals? Marbani Sachai, Shebishchidik Gebehema, as we said before, because it's similar on that level, that it's also slaughtered like a domesticated animal. Umbinayin L'Rabbis Sachai, how do I know to include even birds, which it doesn't say explicitly Shechit in the Torah regarding birds? That's what the pasuk. That's what it says. Tamulaymer. We really it says v'shachatay, and it says v'shachadaisay, and it says v'shachadaisay. Which again, that since we include from these three terminologies regarding the issa of shechita, so although that's talking about regarding shechita, not regarding the issa of achila, but then we'll also include just like the issa of shechita bazar is by these three things. So to the issa of achila is going to be the same thing. Like by tamimim is going to apply to these three things of the balmum, the chaya, and the eif. Continues yochel yishchet. Okay. You would think that you're not allowed to slaughter it. Now, and moreover, you're not allowed to eat it. But I would think, but when you slaughter it, then okay, but you could have hana from it. You could throw it to the dogs. You can get some benefit that your dogs are fed. Tamalayma, that's what the Pasuk teaches. And this is going to be the source for the halacha that Abai is teaching us. How do we know the Chun Shechanish Bazara is Asa Bahana, as we learned in our Mishnah, which obviously says, if you cannot create a Kedushin, it must be because it's Asa Bahana, is as it says in the context regarding the halacha of treifa, regarding an animal that has a moral defect, the pasuk says lekelav tashlichun oisoi, you can throw the treifa, the animal with a moral defect, to the dogs, which teaches you oisoi atamashlich lekelav. This thing that's forbidden to be eaten, this is you're allowed to have anah from it. But v'yatamashlich chulin shenishchto bazar, but you cannot throw a different item that's forbidden to be eaten to have anah from it. That you're not allowed to throw it to the dogs. In other words, when it's slaughtered in the azara, that you can't have anah from. Now, how do you see this halacha of the Isra of Chulin Shanish Bazara, which is being contrasted with the halacha of Treifa, to say that only Treifa you could have anah from, but Chulin Shanish Bazara you cannot have anah from? So that's because although the literal translation of this pasuk is talking about a Treifa, an animal with a moral defect, that you can't properly slaughter to eat it, there's another halacha that the pasuk is referring to, which is regarding meat that leaves its boundaries. What does that mean? So for example, let's say there's a fetus inside the mother and it sticks its hand out of the mother. So although when you slaughter the mother, the animal that's inside is automatically allowed to be eaten even without shechita, but however, the Gemara learns in Masechtas Chulin of Samches Amud Aleph from this pasuk that the limb that left the mother's womb before it was slaughtered is actually forbidden. Now, because when it says in the words ubaser ba'asada, which literally means to say that there's meat in the field, that's a treifa, but they learn that from the halacha is that when you have meat which leaves its boundaries, meaning it left the mother's womb, out in the open like a field, that's ubaster, the meat, the limb that left out into the open like a field, where there's no boundaries, that's like the next word of the pasuk, that's like a treifa, which means say that you're not allowed to eat it. Now, so that halacha is what's saying at the end of the pasuk, lakelav tashlichin oisai. So that limb that left, which you're not allowed to eat, that you could have benefit from, that you could throw to the dogs. Now that's coming to exclude chulin shenishchto bazara, because the way we expound it is that regarding the limb that went out of its mechitzos, the mechitzos was the mother's womb, it left, that's what the pasuk says lekelav tashlichin oisai, that it's permitted in hana. But not chulin shenishchto bazara, which that iser was by coming into mechitzos, which is that it became into the azara, that there is going to be aser even b'hana. That's what Abai says. That's how we know the halacha of our Mishnah, where like kelav tashlichin oisai, something the pasuk is telling you that iser achila will have a heter anah, where it left its mechitzas, that's where there's a heter anah. But something that came into the inappropriate mechitzas, which is chulin, that's not supposed to come into the mechitzas of the azar and did come in, that Isser of Achila is going to be not only of Achila, but even of Hana. And therefore, if a person takes that chulin that was slaughtered in the Azar and gives it to the woman to be Mekadashar, it's not going to create a Kedushin because there's even an Isser Hana on this chulin Shanishlub Azar.